Let's party.
Number
8.
Woo!
Whoa. What up, Andy and Julian?
What
and
up,
Aaron,
what up?
And Kyle. We were partying with the gin blossoms all night, and they can drink.
Woo!
Yeah, they were.
That's
they
me.
Were,
that's
they
me.
Were really blossoming their personalities, you yeah. know.
My mom called up, and I put my mom on hold, but I kept the phone on, and I made the gin blossoms like play my guitars.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's hold music.
They, you know, that's what we like to do.
Did your mom cry?
No.
They did that song from the Empire Records soundtrack, right?
They did all the songs, yeah.
We do.
All two of them?
They did all two of them.
Damn.
That was a really good album.
Is the Gin Blossoms the band that Bob Dylan's son is in?
That's that other
no,
one.
Little
the
Man
Wallflowers.
That is the Wallflowers, yeah.
Yeah.
Wallflowers.
It's close, though.
They
both
are
they
the ones that sang Wonderwall?
No, that would be Oasis.
In terms of your personal relationship with Christ, Aaron,
yeah.
would you describe him as your lover or your friend?
I would describe Jesus.
Please say flover.
I was going to say financial advisor, actually, because.
Oh. Your FBF? He's your FBF?
Wait, do you have HSBC?
Yes.
Oh my God, me too! He is like the chairman of my bank.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Do you feel like that's the same case for you?
I feel like he's the chairman of my soul and my checking account.
I can relate to that. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, oh, thank you.
Is this question and answer session now?
Yeah. Ask me a question.
What would your dying meal be?
Popcorn, maybe like a Diet Coke or something. Like, you, my freaking values.
Do you think that the movie theater just throws away, like, a soda in a big cup?
Let's go hopping, guys.
Wow, that is really deep.
Yeah, I think.
Do you think they just pour the soda into a cup and leave it in the alley for freegans?
No, or? Absolutely not. Like, my lifestyle isn't really recognized by the mainstream. You know, I'm just a puddle.
Kyle, I just want to take this opportunity to tell you that I think you're really counterculture.
Wicked counterculture.
I really respect that about you.
You're really like authentic, and I find it hard to follow you through like the normal channels because you're so alt.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do?
Remember that MythBusters?
If you saw a woolly mammoth with a cheeseburger on its horn,
I would
eat the mammoth.
Before I ate the mammoth, I would steal a batch of leather from like a really cute leather shop. Like a
where would the leather shop be?
There's, you know, when you walk down, what is it? It's like 4th Avenue. There's like that leather shop.
Uh-huh.
They have like cowboy items and like leather pool cues and like leather jupe. I'd go there. I'd buy like some cute leather. And then I'd
cute leather.
I'd fashion a saddle. tie it to the woolly. Ride him all the way to the Upper East Side. Upper West Side. Barge into the Natural Museum of History Arts.
Nice.
I'm going to say you guys are both obviously out of touch because, like,
well, maybe
I don't know about you all, but, like,
you mean,
I know that my investments are safe in this environment
maybe,
because, like,
maybe since
my ass turns rainbow colored and then I know that my panties are safe.
Maybe you should be employed as a glass blower then.
Ooh.
Ouchie.
There are two meanings to that.
The wicked two meanings.
Listen, about them being out of touch, I'm looking at a Garfield mug right now. I think these people are pretty in touch. I'm in touch with Garfield.
Like, people think irony be dead, but irony don't die.
I have another question.
Hit it.
When you're unemployed, do you still hate Mondays?
I would say hell yes. That'd be my answer. As somebody who personally has never been unemployed in my life.
What is that
like,
even?
I consult with people who are, and like those losers, they hate fucking Mondays because on Mondays you don't get laid. Like that, it sucks.
Let's talk about who's been laid on Mondays. Laid to rest on Mondays, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Martin Luther King, Abraham Lincoln, presidents.
Can I raise my hand
here?
Kyle, if you are running.
A marathon, you know, I sweat. It's embarrassing, but I do, and I stink, and it's gross, and I have a shower, so it's cool.
No, I was going to say, if you're running a Ponzi scheme, like, I just want in, and, like, I don't care about the details.
A beer pong scheme?
Sure.
Like, sure, I have, like, you know, I have co-eds come in my apartment and play beer pong. Like, it's no big thing.
Beer pong scheme.
Like, they're right over there. They're right over there. They're hearing you. I don't want to talk shit about my co-eds.
You honestly, you're obviously
let's
such
get a co-ed.
Can we get a co-ed here?
Let's get a girl co-ed and a boy co-ed. Okay. Okay. This is Samantha.
Hey, what's up?
So you're playing beer pong. We're like having this conversation. We're doing a podcast. Is it embarrassing you?
Oh, beer pong.
Lindsay, shh.
So we have Samantha and Lindsay. Wait, is that those celebs?
Oh my god. Oh my god, I love it. Oh.
I didn't realize you were Samantha Ronson. You go to college?
No.
Lindsay.
Don't touch my sneakers. Don't touch my sneakers. Oh, don't tell the press that Samantha's here. I love it. Oh.
All right, let's party.